Woohoo!
All right. I can't hear shit. I'm not wearing the headphones because that's going to be my my New Year's that's my New Year's present to you guys. I won't wear headphones. You can see in all your glory what my head looks like, I guess. I don't know. I got to turn this down because I have on, I got Michigan, Ohio State. Is that being played tonight or is that they're previewing? And then I got on the other TV, I actually have the California State High School Championship, which I think was played already because it says replay. Bernie G is with us. Jason is here. Jeff, Dr. Jeff, James Kaufman. I got a feeling a lot of the regulars are here. It's Christmas Eve. I understand if there's people. Actually, I don't understand if there's regular BSPs that are not here. They should be here because this is only 1 hour of your life. And, you know, we demand that 1 hour of your life every week. Although I've, you know, been very weird and haphazard. Thank you, Jacob. Jacob, happy Christmas. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for that. Jeff hates Christmas, which is understandable because there's a part of him that's Herb Sewell. Well, I'd think he'd like Christmas from a certain perspective. So we'll just see who falls by, you know. Also on, let's see, David. David in Pittsburgh. David, how you doing, man? So Bryn is with us. Merry Christmas, Bryn. How you doing? Who else? Joe Olander is not with us. Yeah, just posted the link at 8:45. Nice going, Joe. Thanks. I was wondering why I couldn't fucking find the link. Chad is on here. Just link just posted for BSPs in the Phil feed. So I got a stinking hunch, man. I was trying to fire this up earlier, and I couldn't do it. And I got a feeling Joe, some member of my crew fucked up. Apathy is with us. Yo, Phil and BSPers, Merry Christmas. How are you, man? You're in Dallas? Allie, how you doing, Allie? Allie, I got all this stuff. Thank you very much for that. Allie's been helping me with the show log, as a lot of you guys have. I just did that like a TV host, didn't I? As a lot of you guys have. But Jeff, yes, Phil, every year I do dick in a box. What a sick shit. Nick, yes, Merry Christmas to all my fellow humbuggers. Right on. Ah, man, I mean, we're good here. Alexis checking in from Bellingham, Washington. By myself this holiday season. That blows. But, hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to be by yourself. Now, let me explain why I wasn't here last night. And I really got no excuse other than the fact I spaced on something that I couldn't get out of. And not that I wanted to get out of it. I was invited to go to see a show at the Canyon Club over here in Westlake Village. And I completely fucking forgot about the night. The night was BSP night, and it wasn't until the very last minute that I remember that we had to scramble because there was no way that I could cancel. It was going to be an enjoyable evening with a young lady, you know, like I hadn't had in a long time. So that was a lot of fun. We saw, for those of you who give a shit, oh, Bob Coburn passed on, James, I do know. And I did mention that on one of the podcasts earlier, and we're going to talk about that. But just to get back to last night. Now I forget. Oh, yeah. So I saw the group Ambrosia, which is this old kind of classic rock group. You're going to be interested in this story. Alexis is going to switch to just video for a bit so I can listen. We'll be back to chat soon. Oh, yeah. So, Alexis, why do you not have the chat box in the picture along with the video cast? That's what I don't get. Nick is he's house sitting and cat sitting, so he's rock and roll there. Rory McLeod, check it in from Columbus, famed birthplace of Goldie Showers. And Nick, meant to get on a BSP chat for some time and finally here. Nick, how you doing, man? And a Merry Christmas, Merry Yuletide is what we say so that we don't piss off any pagans or Christians or anything. We just kind of bring it all together. But anyway, saw Ambrosia last night at the Canyon Club in Westlake Village, and it was a good show. And, you know, they're all a bunch of old motherfuckers like me, but whatever, they still sound phenomenal. And three of the four guys are still in the band, the drummer, Burley, the bass player, Joe Puerto, the keyboard player, Christopher North, I think is his name, the lead singer, the old lead singer, Alex Pack, is not with them. Nonetheless, as we're watching the show and I'm standing there, it was really good place, a good venue. It wasn't too crowded, but it was, you know, there were enough people there. There's a dude standing in front of us with his girlfriend. And this guy is turning around like this. And finally he says, "Would you stop touching me?" So I thought maybe the lady I was with, Valerie, was bumping into him. So I kind of looked at her and she kind of looked at him and we backed up. I said, you know, sorry. This motherfucker, in about 5 more minutes, quit touching me, okay? God, you're touching me. And this went on for about 10 minutes until finally, you know, I sort of lost it with the guy. I said, you know, go to a psychiatrist or something, man. I said, I haven't laid a finger on you. I'm not touching you at all, man. I don't know what your story is, this, that. Until finally the guy turned around in another 5 minutes and said, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I said, you know, but whatever, it's fine. I was kind of frightened at that point, thinking maybe, you know, there was another shoe that was going to drop. But then we talked to the guy's girlfriend. Turned out it was his wife, who said that he has undergone some, quote, trauma, and that he was on medication. And I was, at that point, that's when I said, let's just run to the car, not walk. So that was where that was at. Okay. Happy Festivus, says Allie, for the rest of us. Festivus. Watch out now. We're going into a period of American history where that might, well, anyway. Rory, wish I could have watched Die Hard 2, but the wife wussed out and went to sleep. Why do you need her to be awake, man? Now you can watch it and turn it up really loud. Phil, did you get an AR before the ban? Are you a gun guy or couldn't get... what is that? An AR-15? Is it? When did the ban go into effect of the AR-15? Are you talking about that? And did the ban go into effect in California? Where are you? I'm in California, so it's about an hour in. Charlie is talking to Jacob right now. Here's Yvette. Hello, Yvette. Merry Christmas from Oregon, missing family and friends in L.A. Yvette, welcome to our chat, which is usually a Friday night. We're having it here on Saturday night because of my, you know, mistake. And I'm not drinking tonight. This is what I'm drinking tonight, guys. I'm having coffee because I have friends that I'm going to see here in an hour, and I don't want to show up drunk. You know, just like, okay, it's great to be... Hey, Phil, how you doing? I'm great. It's just fantastic. So, you know, breathing fucking Don Julio on him, I'd rather not. Bernie, Phil, I'm enjoying Christmas in one of your favorite towns, Bayonne, New Jersey. Yes. The home of Chuck Wepner? Why wouldn't it be? Isn't Bayonne the home of Frank Sinatra, or is that Hoboken? This week was epic on the podcast. Thank you, Rory. I thought we had a good one on Friday. Every now and again, I get a message from somebody who will say, Phil, thank you for the podcast. You know, we have a fan base out there that's completely separate from the old show. There's a new show fan base, and I'll get messages from people, and you guys will check in, and so it makes it all worthwhile. If you didn't hear, I mentioned as well, and for those of you that are new to the chat, people do chat with each other while I'm talking. Sometimes they just ignore me and they're talking to each other, which is cool. And I will get over and I'll look at some things that people are saying, like apathy. No semi-autos allowed in California as of January 1st, 2017. You recently mentioned, and Jeff says, Phil, you recently mentioned a potential new character, the autistic DJ. Can we have a same? Is he like Darren Flew from the Tri-Belt area? Can you have a sample of him? I don't know. I don't know what he's going to sound like, but I just thought there's got to be one for this coming year, Jeff. So you, with all of the demands on your time, Jeff, brain surgery, being Herb Sewell, you have got to come up with a character sketch of that guy so that I can run with it. I'll think of something. I think an autistic DJ would be great. What was I just saying? God damn it. I'm doing too many things at once. I wanted to mention to you guys that I'm doing an episode of Drunk History. Did I already mention that? I'm going on January 17th to video it, but I don't know when it will air. I believe I said to you guys, or I tweeted it, or I don't know. I don't think I tweeted it. I would not tweet it, because I would keep it under wraps until it happens. But I'm doing a Drunk History the 17th, but I think it'll air at the end of the spring or early summer. I don't know what story I'm doing. As opposed to the last time I did Drunk History, where they asked me to pick one of three stories. They're going to assign a story to me. And I think that's kind of how they're doing it now, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see where we at. Allie, Festivus was a real thing that one of the writers on Seinfeld grew up with. His father would place a clock in a bag and hang it on the wall. No explanation. Right. It was a sitcom holiday. That's right. Sinatra was from Hoboken. That's right. Allie, Bernie, Rory. Rory, the autistic DJ should have worked with Debbie Daly. Yes. Here's Patrick 0004, a good podcast this week. Thanks. One good podcast this week. Jeff, I will, Phil. He will have a wonky eye, naturally. Moragus Selson from Yvette. So, yeah, we should have a list of requests, things that need to get done this coming year on the show. The only Drunk History I've seen is the episode with Phil. Do you not like that show, Rory? A lot of people like it because I've heard it said that it's history for the common man. In other words, most people have to be drunk before they can stomach history, which I don't think that's true. Jeff wants to be Ali's Santa. Will you sit on my lap? Here we go. Here we go. Now it begins. James Kopman, Bernie, is Chris Christie driving the truck next to you? Marie, hi, we're in Venice Beach drinking Barbancourt Haitian rum and our eggnog. Always watch the chat on our iPhone tonight. First time saying hi. Hello, Marie. In Venice. Venice Beach, California. I guess there's like millions of Venice beaches. And Barbancourt Haitian rum. I got a hold of some Haitian rum once, and I can't drink rum. The only hard liquor I can drink is tequila. And as I mentioned tonight, I'm not drinking because I have to be with friends in an hour, and I don't want to show up drunk. James, Phil, who is the person you will be discussing on Drunk History? I don't know yet, James. Like I said, they're assigning the show to me. And I talked to the production people this week, and I said, so I did the first one at the Biltmore. And they said, no, we'll find it. You know, they're a little bit more in charge. You know, here's where you're going to do it, and here's the story. And when I did the second season, it was a little more free-floating in terms of where they did stuff and how they got it done. But Drunk History's located downtown, so might be back at the Biltmore. Rory McLeod, Arthur Barn gets roped off at the blood bank. We got to do something more with Chris Norton getting roped off, I'll tell you that. If it looks like I'm hot, I'm not. It's fucking freezing cold here. Even though this is a studio with, I got these huge lights and I got all this shit, it's been cold all day. Windy as a bitch, man. I don't know if you guys, where you cats are. Make sure you tell me where you are, too. Bernie's in a rental car for a week. Bernie, where are you at? What part of the country are you? Jason, where are you? I think you already told me, but I forget. Jacob, where are you? I think you told me, but I forget. Here's a request. Dr. William Brown, animal activist and animal hater, reminds me of a few ex co-workers. Right, they work on behalf of animals, but they can't stand them. Jeff, what are you going to do for New Year's Eve? This year, I'm going to watch my balls drop. Do you drop these lines in surgery when you're being operated on? I'm going to watch my balls drop. All right. So anyway, tell me where you're at, what city you're in. I know Jeff is in Sacramento. Jacob, Bernie, all the rest of you guys. Yvette just checked in from up in Oregon, and I know that Maria is with us in Venice Beach. So, okay, Brian, Phil, you weren't drinking during the last chat. Are you sure you're feeling okay? I wasn't? Yeah, I was. I know I had to have been, because I know I can't get through these chats without drinking. I'm joking. I mean, but I generally allow myself that much relaxation. Charlie says, Charlie, I'm not going to read anybody's message until you... Nixon, Gainesville, at the moment, but live a bit west where the pavement ends. I was in Gainesville, Florida, when I was 19 years old for the fraternity rush week, and we went swimming at a swimming hole, literally outside of the campus. It was one of these underground kind of with, you know, caverns that we dove into from where these trees were. I know you don't believe me, but it's true. Oh, so Bernie's in Bayonne. Cool. David A. Back Jr., 1974, Navy base training in Orlando, Florida, went to a football game. Oh, bullshit. David, you were at the USFL game. David A. Back Jr., he was training in Orlando. He went to a football game. I was the PA announcer. That was the USFL game, or the WFL game. That was the World Football League game that I keep telling people about. Unless you heard me talking about it and you decided that you would come on here and say, I'll pretend like I was at the game that Phil... No, but seriously, you remember that game? So David was... It was the Florida Blazers and the Hawaiians at the Tangerine Bowl, and you were at base training in Orlando, Florida. Now, where would you be, man? Where was... I know that Orlando had... the Air Force was there. I think the McCoy was an Air Force base. What is now Orlando International Airport used to be the air base. Nick, it's a sad state of affairs. I've never been able to get on a chat using a fucking cell phone for the internet in 2016. What is up with that, man? iPhone has got it, brother. My iPhone, I can show you the picture. I don't want to bum you out. Charlie's checking in from Sherman Oaks. How you doing, Charlie? And Patrick is in Northeast Sacramento's suburbs. Great. Rory McLeod is in Columbus, and he says, I need to go back and find the one with Steve Bozell and the pilots flying and pressing him. That is, there's like three or four of those, Rory. That's where Steve was in his backyard watching them water dropping a dry area behind his house to keep it from bursting into flames. And they saw Steve standing out there with his wife and daughter, and as they flew by, they started pressing him against the window to, you know, piss off Steve, I guess. Brian, I guess it was the last live show. What's Brian ask? Phil, you weren't drinking during the last chat. Are you sure you're feeling okay? The last live show? I don't know which show you're talking about, Brian, but every chat, I drink. So that's, don't ever, if it's a chat, Phil is drinking probably a Mexican mule. But I'm not today because of, like I said, because of the holidays. And again, I apologize for not being here last night because I had that commitment that I'd completely forgot about. I was committed and I'd completely forgot about it. James Coffin, Phil, aren't you tempted to go into character, Jay Santos, when some goof says, you keep touching me? You know, sir, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm touching you. I'm not touching you. You're touching me. No, I mean, it was bizarre. It was like I knew I was dealing with some cat that might have had a brain injury or some shit. You know, he kept saying, why are you touching me? I'm like, I haven't put a hand on you, man. And then he goes, you're ruining my night. And the girl I was with goes, you're ruining mine. And so then it was on, you know, but it was so weird, man. It was like, what do you do when out of the blue, someone just looks at you and targets you and says, you're doing something and you're not doing it? And you're like, is this motherfucker schizophrenic? And I like, I was partially right because his girlfriend said, well, you know, he's been on medicine. And anyway, Marie, Merry Christmas, everyone. We're in Venice, California. Thanks, Marie. Nick, Lake Alice, I think. I've gone to the actual spring all out to the west. It's nice. Nick is talking about this... swimming hole that we found when we were up at Gainesville years and years ago. It's literally just a hole in the ground, man. I don't think it even has a name. It's under a group of trees, and it opens up, and it's like one of those stalactite cavern type things. And we would jump into this 13, 14 feet up into this very deep pool of water and went swimming. I'd never been involved in any such scandal, but... Allie, my dad's wedding ring fell off the counter and now he can't find it. I can tell he is sad. I'd love to find it for him tonight so he can have it for the morning. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Allie. It fell off the counter? Where is he? Is he in the same room with you or is he on the phone with you? He'll find it. If anything, it rolled under a piece of furniture or it rolled under a stove or it rolled under something. So, Apathy, Phil, no request. Going to listen to your Christmas carol. Oh, wow. Okay. That's from, we did like 2 years in a row of that. Rory McLeod, wait, how does he know it's not Jack I gagged her? I have to go back and find out what Rory's talking about there. And find the one with Steve Bozell, the pilot's flying and pressing ham. How does he know it's not Jack I gagged her? Bryn, Merry Christmas from San Francisco. How you doing, Bryn? So you're not in Australia? How often do you go back to Australia, Bryn? King Cap, Merry Christmas from Japan. King, how you doing, man? King is one of our two international chatters. The other is Ben in Dubai, who sent that picture. I don't know if you guys saw it. Hey, King, you should send us a picture from Japan so we can, like, begin an international kind of a thing. I think that would be cool, you know. Get back into the fucking swing of things here. Nick says, I live where there are 10 DSL connections and they're full. So I can use my phone, but data and connection is a bitch. Whereabouts do you live, man? Nick, you're in what city? It's not the... Oh, yeah, Gainesville. Jesus, man. Allie, I totally missed my cat already. Bryn, Nick, same here. I have to slave my iPhone. If I didn't have Wi-Fi, I'd never get the podcast. You know, Wi-Fi is really where it's at now, isn't it? David A. Back Jr. was at Navy boot camp. It was a night game. I think it was a night game, yeah. It was the Florida Blazers versus the Hawaiians, the World Football League in 1974. I got hired that day by a guy named Bill Barnes, who was producing the halftime show and the pre-show, and he said, Phil, I need a PA announcer. I think I got $15. I'd never done a PA announcing for a football game in my fucking life. I mentioned to the audience that they kept coming up to me and saying, keep pushing the souvenirs, keep pushing the merchandise, keep pushing the merchandise. And the press box of the Tangerine Bowl in those days was open, so the seats are right there, and you're up there at the microphone. People started turning around and going, we get it already with the goddamn souvenirs, man. So it was, I didn't have it the worst. The guy that had it the worst was the timekeeper. The poor guy keeping the clock had never done it before. So the officials had to keep stopping the game and adjusting the clock. Thank God, you know, they kept the time on the field officially, so that when they stopped the game, it started to piss off the guys in the TV booth who were carrying the game back to Hawaii. So at halftime, here comes the Hawaiian television station's producer coming in and going, what was all those stops in the first half? What the hell's going on? So it was a maniac thing, man. Let's see. Roy says, I watch on my PC, but I've been able to follow Phil on my Android phone. Charlie says, I'm sure I have the capacity to use chat on my phone, but I prefer to use my laptop. I don't blame him, man. I mean, texting on a fucking phone is insane. Bryn says, Rory, I haven't been able to see Phil on my iPhone since that upgrade on Tuesday. No shit. You know, you guys should be able to, at least we fixed the iOS feed, the previous one. And with the new design, the new website design, all of these problems really should be abated, because we have a lot of workarounds. The guys have found a lot of unnecessary plugins. There's a lot of shit that was happening on our website that is going to get corrected. And I think I noticed that the site is a little bit faster. Phil, they've cleaned it up since you would have been there. People ruined it. That little swimming hole that you're talking about? Phil had a 24-hour layover at Atascadero Forensic Hospital. You did? Why, man? What happened? Or are you saying I did? Jason says he always stands behind weird asses at concerts. Ain't it the fucking truth? Me too, man. I mean, there's always some dude in front of me doing something strange. Like, what the fuck is your problem now, man? Going back to the very beginning of my concert-going life, there was some cat doing something weird. Let's see, Nick or William. Hey, Phil and BSPers, Christmas greetings from Three Corners, Shenandoah Valley, Virginia. Doing the show when in D.C.? Yeah, that's a good question. But I'm supposed to go back this week to Washington, D.C. And I'm going to do, if I do, I'm going to do a Facebook Live, because I won't have, you know, my studio. But that's still getting worked out. Alexis, I'm checking in from Bellingham, where it snowed yesterday. The winds here are 50 miles an hour on a good day. Thank you, Canadian Valley. Jeff, Bryn, Did you ever have Vegemite and did you like it? They put it in Aussie military rations. Bryn, by the way, Phil, thanks for hanging with us on Christmas Eve. My pleasure. I love it. Allie, I'm back in Connecticut. Just got in an hour ago. Oh, no shit, Allie. So you're trying to help. So you with the fam. What's it like there? It was windy as hell here, man, last night. It was insane. It was insane. I mean, it rained like a mother yesterday. And, of course, there I am in a sports jacket, because I really know how to dress. There I am in a sports jacket and slacks. And, hey, man, it's going to be great, man. Go to the show, and it's pissing down rain. So, you know, I get to the door, and I've got a tweed or whatever the hell kind of jacket. I got a cotton, kind of a tweedy jacket, just soaked. But all's well that ends well. It was a good show. Nick is in Trenton, Florida, but between there and Newberry. Okay, but so the Gainesville reference, man, is that near there? Is it northern Florida? Charlie, cool, James. Not sure I've ever eaten there. Aha. Now, James is talking about, while in L.A., I had dinner at Le Petit on Ventura Boulevard in Fulton, not too far from you. No kidding. Any good, James? Bernie G., how about a picture of a geisha girl? He's asking King Cap. Rory, Wi-Fi is only as good as or worse than the hard connection it uses. Nick, literally nowhere. One red light in the county. So Nick is still trying to explain to me this fucking no man's land he lives in northern Florida. Bryn, Jeff, yes, I've had Vegemite. Bryn is a much, much more than occasional visitor to Australia. She says it's like a savory, pasty kind of version of A1 steak sauce. That sounds pretty good. I mean, this doesn't sound that rank, but maybe that's just me. The French onion soup there at the place that James ate at is good. What's in it? Le Petit. Alexis, I'm months behind on the podcast, and I'm cat-sitting my cat nephew, so I have tons of entertainment. Can blast it because I'm home alone for a couple of weeks. That's Alexis in Washington State. Apathy 2673 says, I got the Project Fi Nexus 6P. What's that, man? Is that Wi-Fi connection? Is that a new phone? Nick, but thankfully, I'm at least work where we have internet access. I'm similar to patrons who come in for information access. Nick is now getting highly technical there from the haunts of northern empty county Florida. I can relate, dude. Jacob, Nick, we finally got a red light where I live right now, but it's just a temporary construction one. All right. Nick says he's got a $10 per 1 gig connection. You guys are all getting on the technical side of life. Apathy says, I'm just about to go over, but my cycle changes tomorrow, so no. Oh, okay. Everybody's getting into their cell phone bills. I don't even look at mine. I should. I run regularly over $500 a month doing all this shit that I do, and maybe that's not that much, but when I was using my data, I'm probably using my phone all wrong from the Caribbean when we were sending video casts from the Caribbean. Those of you who were with us way back in 2010, and I went to the Caribbean and I was sending those video casts, that cost a lot of fucking money. Rory says, I'm putting in a request for more Sweet Farm commercials and more deranged commercials. You got it, man. So, Nick, you know that swimming hole I'm talking about. Okay. This is way back in the day, man. We had just got to Florida in 1972. I was 19, and my friends, with these girls we knew who said, why don't y'all come on up to Gainesville? They're going to be rushing, you know, the fraternities and shit, and you can all get free beer and everything. So that's what we did. And these dudes thought we were like students there. No, I'm just, you know, they never really asked. I guess now they probably do, you know, but back then it was a great way to get free beer. Just, you know, hey, how you doing, man? You thinking of joining Kappa Beta, you know, whatever? Sure. Yeah. That's, I'm really interested in, yeah, here, have a beer. Jason, I'd like to make some Sweet Farm brochures to drop off at local businesses.
Sweet Farm. Combination, zoo, cyclotron, and a rest area.
Jeff says, Dear Phil, can you add a signed pic of yourself that we could buy? You know, I'm sorry, man. Yes, I will. I've got them. I'm so sorry about that. I've got them, and I will. And we keep meaning to do that. I don't know where the fuck we finally got pictures. People do ask for them, so I got them. You can get them. I'm gonna mail them. They'll go to you. It'll do the do. It'll happen. So Jeff, just get us your address, Jeff, and we're gonna send you one. I'd like to make some Sweet Farm brochures. Bryn, Jeff, last year there was a limited edition Cadbury chocolate bar released in Australia that had Vegemite filling. Oh, fuck, are you kidding? I tasted it, was grateful that it was limited edition. What kind of sickness? When you first said that it tasted like steak sauce, well, I can deal with that. But with chocolate? Rory, if I could produce a segment for Phil's show, it would be Escape from Sweet Farm, starring Lloyd Bonafide and a cast of thousands. Gunfire. Jacob, Lloyd has been sent to Sweet Farm, I'm sure of it. Yeah. Abathy, Jeff, I got a signed Bobby Dooley lanyard card. You must have been at one of our shows, man. That's when we gave those out. Jason, I'm often surrounded by Sweet Farm refugees. James Kaufman, update. NORAD Santa is now in Ciudad del Carmen, Mexico. Oh, are you keeping track of where Santa's at? Oh, well, man. That's cool. Has Santa already taken off? He has. A little early. Well, out here, it's only 9:30, so what is he doing in Mexico? He should still be dropping shit in Europe, you know, and then taking a break, wait for it to be about midnight on the West Coast, and then start dropping all the shit here. I mean, what do I mean by that? Like, oh, it's midnight on the East Coast right now, so I guess. Allie, yeah, I was there for the rain. It was windy at LAX, too, so my flight to LAS, Vegas layover was turbulent. Holy shit. Flying to Vegas in the summer when it's hot, it's turbulent. Flying to Vegas is going to be turbulent anyway because there's hot air rising from the desert floor and it hits the cold air and all this shit. But in the middle of that goddamn wind, when I get to the airport and I see the trees are doing one of those, I'm like, well, this will be an interesting takeoff, except for, as I've told you a million times, my one grateful moment of, I didn't give a shit if it was a hurricane. I had to make a golf tournament in San Diego the next day. I was flying out of Miami. It had been pissing down rain. The cab driver couldn't take me any further because his windshield wipers broke. So now he had to get another cabbie to help me. It was insane, man. I got into the fucking cab. I left my fucking wallet in the cab. Long story short, when I got on the plane and the pilot said, you know, and I knew the pilot said, all right, it's going to be a little bumpy flying out, but after about a minute. And I said, I don't give a shit, man. Let's go. And we got through all that bumpy air at about a minute. He was above it, and we were gone. And I didn't care. Like I said, I didn't care if we were in the middle of a tornado. I had to get out of there. But it was sure was fucked up discovering I didn't have my wallet. You know, that's the kind of, you know, brain damage I've got, wherever that is. All right. Nick is talking a little bit more. Gainesville is about 20 miles to the east of where I live, but I'm house-sitting in Gainesville. Got it, brother. Thank you. Bryn, Phil, I don't want a fast feed of your video. A lower speed standard definition option would be nice so I could still use my DSL. I don't want a fast feed of your video. A lower speed standard definition option would be nice so I could still use my DSL. Okay. I find out what the guys have gotten in store. Jeff, Apathy, I would love anything like that. And I got to go and see what he was referring to. Jeff, I got a signed Bobby Dooley lanyard card. All right, Jeff, we'll do it, man. Jason, I'm on DSL, but it is after midnight, so the wife is asleep and off of Netflix. Otherwise, I'm fucked for watching the chat. Jeff, James, doesn't that make Santa an illegal alien? Greg, Merry Christmas from Beaver Falls. Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy? Merry Christmas to you. Rory, Santa, watch out for the non-existent wall. Nick, yeah, we get hosed on data. Project F is prepaid self-service via Google. Jason, why the fuck would you think Santa is an American? I don't know why that's funny to me, but Santa, yeah, that's Jason. Rory says Santa is a North Polian. Alexis, my last job was at a cell phone company, customer service call center. Did that for 6 years, so I know all the expensive bills. Hey, by the way, what the fuck is with directory assistance, man? I call them, Can I get the number of Mastro's Steakhouse in Thousand Oaks, California? I'm sorry, there is no such listing. Operator, please. I'm sorry, this is a fully automated system. Oh, okay, so in other words, you don't want me to use directory assistance anymore, because that's what I had to do. I had to go, you know, look it up on the web, which fortunately is telephone close too, so whatever. Apathy, Jeff, I got it to make up for an extremely slow store order. It's got her picture from the 2005 CD on it. Oh, sorry about that, Apathy. I don't know what happened. You know, when things went south in August, we had to shut the store down, as you know, to just about everything. And I don't know what happened to your order there. James Kaufman, NORAD Santa started when Sears misprinted a telephone number for kids to call Santa in 1959. The number was actually NORAD. Yeah, I remember that. Who printed that? Sears? When hundreds of kids were calling the tracking division, the text decided to go along with it. That's a fucking trip. Seriously? But in 1959, there wasn't any internet for the kids to track it, so Nora had to just release press releases, right? Or did they release what? Like, there was no text alerts. There just must have been hourly press releases or something. Allie, Caribbean. That's how people who live there say it. Not like how Disney says it, Caribbean. Yeah, you're right. I don't know none of that shit. I'm not educated. Where's Doubter been? You know, Patrick asks, Patrick 444-0004. Doubter was on the show. Every time somebody asks me where a character's been, I always have to say to them, we just had him on, you know, because generally people will ask that. And we did just have Jeff Doubter on talking about some shit, but look at the show logs from last week. Go to the feed. Click on see more of the feed, and you'll see where Jeff was. Jason, Santa Claus was an invention of the Coca-Cola Corporation. P.S., you're adopted. Patrick Shea in Kansas City. Hey, buddy, ain't Dubai, but come here for a HendryCon anyway. We're going to be going everywhere, as many places as we can for HendryCon. And that's in the coming year. And I really like that idea more. I like the idea of going to you as opposed to everybody having to get on a fucking plane or find their way to one place, you know. So we'll do a tour, you know. We'll do a HendryCon tour. Why not? I mean, that makes more sense than the other way. James Kaufman, Allie, is that chat IH Beans? Okay. Is that car? Oh, Care Hi Beans. Rory, maybe Chris Norton could make an appearance at Sweet Farm and be horrified by all the old ladies groping him. I mean, there's an old lady just... God damn, man. Old lady just put the hand down the pants. Allie, I'm so awake right now, not drinking tonight either. It makes my dad nervous. Why does that make your dad nervous, Allie? You don't come from a really religious family, I hope. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just hope that you don't. Charlie, Phil, please try to put Dean Wheeler and Jim Sadler on the same show more often. My latest obsession is Dean and Harvey Weinman discussing the Cosby rape case and how Dean tried to seduce a female yoga student by doing the funky chicken and Roger Rabbit to Herbie Mann's Memphis Underground. Did I do that? Or is that an episode you've made up? Because if I did that, I have no memory of it. And that doesn't scare me because I don't have any memory of a lot of the shit that we've done. Jason says there's a lot of hanky chicks at Sweet Farm. Well, you know, they've had a tough life. Bernie G. Phil, I may have asked you before, but have you heard of a film coming out called Hacksaw Ridge? Yeah. Hacksaw Ridge is in release right now, Bernie. And it's, this Mel Gibson. They've had lots and lots of ads on TV. And I guess it's a true story. I haven't looked into the story itself, but it's a true story of a medical corpsman in the Pacific in World War II. Charlie, also my favorite line this month comes from Tom Catton. The only positive thing I can say about Kenny Slegg is Kenny Slegg exists.
Oh, shit. That's the only good thing he can say about the guy is he exists.
Everything else is just for shit. Jeff, cool. I got a Ted's hoodie. Wore it at John Wayne Airport and was questioned by TSA. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Bullshit. Seriously? Oh, my God. Which Jeff, is that you, Jeff, in Sacramento? Sorry about that, man. Rory McIlroy. I had to just give away hoodies to every person on chat, you know. The people that actually make the Friday night chat with us, we should just give them hoodies. So it's it'll be a BSP within the BSP.
It'll be a special Elite, you know, BSP level.
Wasn't Don Berman looking into Sweet Farm, says Jacob. If it's anything like the Bermuda Triangle expose, it'll be gold. Was there a Bermuda Triangle expose that Don Berman did? You know, if there was, it would be great if you guys had the date on it or something that I could go back and listen to and kind of refresh my memory on that. Because we're getting the fucking archives together. We're filling in a lot of blank spaces. And what can I tell you, man? It's, you know, it's like Ford's Theater with all that shit that it had in it. And then the floors just collapsed. And then somebody went in and renovated it. And now it's like, you know, a tourist attraction. I don't think our website is quite that bad, but the archives, when we started them, it was digital, but it was first processed, I think, onto disc or something like that. Tape. That's it. It was on tape, and then it had to go digital. So hopefully we're improving things. Facebook chat was great, Rory. Thank you very much. I'm glad you liked that. Did anyone notice how fast the Facebook chat postings went by? Did they? I didn't see that. Steve Bozell in a Santa suit doing the Cubby Bear Brown. That's it. Apathy, I remember that. Yeah, that Facebook Live we did last week, I did that from Don and Pam's house in Sierra Madre, and because we were not anywhere near the studio, and I knew, it being the holiday season, I was having dinner with Don, and then we were going back to his place. So I said, well, we'll do Facebook Live. I totally fucking spaced this week on the Ambrosia show, but I would have been in the middle of that show anyway, so I couldn't have done any kind of a chat. Jason, I type like old people fuck. Slow and sloppy. Alexis, Facebook chat is always fast. Yeah, I mean, they got that tech going good, man. Rory McLeod, I posted like 10 things in the chat and Phil never mentioned any of them. I didn't see him, Rory. I would have had I seen him. But I remember seeing Allie's stuff. I don't know. I just I was talking to Don and Pam and we were talking about this shit and that shit and making comments. So sorry I missed you, buddy. Jeff, TSA has no fucking sense of humor. Alexis, it's like winning the lottery if someone answers your question and there's more than 20 people in the Facebook chat. Rory McLeod, I saw a photo of food vendor stall that had, we want to put our meat in your mouth on the sign. I sent the photo to Phil. Hey, can you send that to me again, man? Because I don't remember that. Are you in D.C., Rory? No, you're in Columbus. Patrick, 0004 sounds great. I answered a question that Patrick asked, and I've got to go back and see what that question was so that I'm not saying, well, fantastic, Patrick. I don't know what the fuck you asked me, but... Oh, where's Doubter been? Yeah, so that's where that's at. Charlie, the Dean Wheeler show I mentioned was real from July of last year. Okay, Charlie, thank you. Where are you at, Charlie? Beaver Falls? No, that's Greg. Rory McLeod, I second the idea for a Don Berman expose on Sweet Farm. Jason, I strongly dislike using Facebook. I feel like General Shaw every time. You know, I heard a term once and I loved it. It's called old man cranky. We all get old man cranky. Doesn't matter how young or old we are. That's when, like, they don't have your favorite flavor of something or they're out of sugar, and we all get old man cranky. We go, God, every day I come in here, man, and now you don't fucking have that shit, you know. So, that's what I'm taking your meaning to be, Jason, when you say you feel like General Shaw. It's just too fast, and it's too fucking weird, and there's too many hearts flying, and there's... But it's a great way to market the show. It's a great way to get the brand out there, and sure is good in a pinch, man, when we're doing our chats and we're not near the studio. Apathy. A guy in California got charged with DUI for caffeine. No shit. Too much speed. Rory, of course, L. Ron Martin has to interrupt every 5 minutes with the cappuccino machine. You got it. The Don Berman report on Sweet Farm. Jason, I usually drive under the influence of insomnia. Don't do that, man. You're going to die. I can't tell you the number of times that I've come that close to losing control of the car when I've felt myself nodding off. You think that you're in control. All you got to do is get lost in one fucking thought. When you're really tired, all it takes is just as to trip on one thing. Wow. When I get home and then your mind is like off of driving, you will fall asleep, man. That's why driving when you're tired takes all your, you know, concentration to realize where you are, to keep your eye on the road. Don't keep your eye on the road too long, you know. Keep your eye on the, you know, the speedometer, this, that. You got to be constantly thinking only about the driving of the car, because it's all about maintaining that. Otherwise, you start to just, you get into this thing of leaving the driving, and now you're into just thinking of things, and you may get to tripping on one thing or another, and you're like shaking your head and go, what the fuck, man? You know, it's fucking scary, man. It's happened to me a couple times. I never lost control of my car, but I swear to God, I had slipped into REM sleep for about 2 seconds. Yvette is going to open another bottle of wine and watch A Christmas Horror Story on Netflix. All right, Yvette, wait a minute. What do you mean? You were drinking rum. Alexis, yesterday I listened to September's Kenny Slag podcast, and I was fucking laughing so hard. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Brian is saying, yes, free shit. You got it, man. Anytime we can lay that on you. Jeff, yes, it's me and Sack. The TSA story is very, very true. Also, can we have back a new wall of female listeners? Okay. We got to set that up on the new site, man. We'll have to have a new page for that. And I got so much shit I got to do. These guys, they want me to do character sketches for them by Monday. I got to do that by Monday. Another movie question. Ever see Sometimes a Great Notion, Henry Fonda, Paul Newman? I did not. Heard about it. I've never seen it. And that was based on, that was another Ken Kesey book, wasn't it? Apathy, the river logging movie. Nothing but mass excitement there. That's Sometimes a Great Notion. Rory McLeod, Atomic Age Vampire was hilarious for the first half. And then the story got so boring, I think Arsene in general gave up the will to live. Oh, yeah. It was really hard to watch that fucking thing. Really hard. In fact, I think I was falling asleep in the second half of that as well. Sometimes those movies are so bizarre, there's too many bizarre things to comment on. The bad acting, the weird dialogue, the bad special effects, the everything, you know, the music. There's always, it's like a million things to you can and that, and was that a French made movie? I never knew the French to make really shitty horror movies. I never knew the French to make horror movies at all. The Italians are usually pretty good at it. James Coffin, Jeff, when I was at LAX, this woman from India had to remove her shoes for TSA. She ran around security screaming, my feet are naked, my feet are naked. Good Lord. Bryn, anyone else got a Yule log on in the background? The Hallmark one with the kitties and puppies is pretty good. A Yule log on in the background? You mean like as background? Do you think I can put a Yule log on in the back of me? I'm going to go find that. Phil, I would love to hear the bit you did, Herb Sewell as a mall Santa. I don't remember ever doing that, but are the new Miami shows coming out? Yes. Not when it's relaunched, but they'll be on the new site, because then we'll be able to concentrate on digitizing those. But right now, it's all we can do to get the archives migrated and have them intact and try to have the right fucking dates on them and the show logs and everything, as many as we can. And then we can get the Miami shows. I apologize for that. But like I said, when we had a huge-ass personnel migration in August, it really backed us up. So, Rory McLeod. Phil, I was in D.C. on vacation when I saw it. What is Rory saying? Oh, no shit. You, Atomic Age Vampire? You went to D.C. for vacation, so I'm not the only one. Nick, good question. I hope he gets to it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Bernie, don't worry about it, man. Since Phil asked again, I'm in Sherman Oaks. Okay, Charlie. Sorry. Patrick, no, sorry, sounds great, was to the traveling Hendrycon. Jacob, Bermuda Triangle is 4/25/15 or 16/6 or 6/16. Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Jacob. I'm going to copy that off, man. I gotta watch that. I definitely gotta listen to that at least. So I don't know if anybody's follows California high school football. This fucking John Bosco Mater Dei game. What night was that? Does anybody know? All right. Brian, I don't know about the live chat, but you can watch the replay without a Facebook account. the replay of the Facebook live chat, right? Jason, I'm 39 and totally feel old man pissed. The General Shaw bits are what sold your show for me. Old man pissed. Rory McLeod, Don Berman should be wandering the halls at Sweet Farm and hear banging behind a door, and the administrator tells him it's nothing. James, that turns me on. Jeff and James are having a moment there. I don't want to. Bernie G, I've driven my truck with the interior lights on so as to stay awake. Does that do it? You can't see the road if you have the interior lights on, man. Oh, it forces you to concentrate on the road? Is that it? Bernie's a truck driver, so whatever he says, I gotta go with him on that. Jason, yes, that is how my insomnia-fueled commute goes. Jesus. Old cranks, FTW, Shaw, Bonafide, oh, yeah. These are the old people. Shaw, Bonafide, Wireman, and Margaret. James Kaufman, Jeff, you should hang out more at airport security. Rory says, the way that Mystery Science Theater 3000 did those movies, they had a team of 6 to 8 writers, and they each had to watch those terrible movies 10 times each. Really? Jesus. You know, I met one of the guys prior to 9/11. And the reason why I say that, and I don't know who it was, but they'd come to L.A. and they were producing a whole new show. Mystery Science Theater was over, and they were working with the former producer for David Letterman. Anyway, they asked me if I wanted to... like be one of the hosts or some shit or a narrator or something like that. And it was about funny disaster movies, okay? But they had to shit can the whole idea because 9/11 happened and nobody was in the mood for anything relative to disaster. And they didn't know when they would be in the mood again for anything relative to disaster. So they had to just blow the whole project up. So I remember back after 9/11, people were asking, is there ever going to be comedy again? Will things ever be funny again, you know? Phil, are you a fan of Derek and Clive, Dudley Moore and Peter Cook? You know, people have asked me that, and I got to be honest with you. I don't know their act. I know Dudley Moore, obviously, from his movies. I don't know Peter Cook, and I'm sorry to say that. So I really should get educated. James Coffin says, Bernie, you should listen to George Norrie on Coast to Coast like everybody else to stay awake. Jeff, Charlie, I grew up there, went to Sherman Oaks Elementary School. Jeff is in our doctor in Sacramento. Charlie's in Sherman Oaks. Alexis, George Norrie puts people to sleep. I was going to say, I think he was kidding. Whoever said that, James, who said to listen to George Norrie to stay awake? It was James. Yeah. I think James might've been kidding, but then again, Charlie said, I went there from 3rd to 5th grade. Okay, these guys are reminiscing about their days in Sherman Oaks. James, oh yeah, so James had mentioned Bob Coburn passing on, and Bob Coburn was the midday guy at KLOS for years. I can't even tell you for how long. I got to know Bob Coburn very professionally as an acquaintance, not as a friend, when I was at KLSX doing a classic rock thing, and I was a disc jockey. And I met him at different concerts because when you're a DJ, especially back in those days, you got passes and were sort of expected to go to these shows. So you could just sort of like, you know, immerse yourself in the groovy world of music. And I had a girlfriend at the time who worked at another radio station. So we were getting passes to all of these shows. And this one particular night, it was at the Universal Amphitheater, and it was for Steve Winwood and Level 42, and my girlfriend was the announcer. She was on the stage, and it was Denise Westwood. Some of you may know Denise from her days. But I met Bob backstage that night, and he was just the nicest guy. He was devoid of any of the usual ego and attitude that other people have, you know, such as it is in the radio business. He was a sweet, sweet guy. Just a good guy, man. And no wonder, you know, he had so many admirers and people that liked him. And I said on the podcast, you know, at the end of one of the podcasts, I said he was like the perfect midday host. You know, he was like, he was your pal, you know. He played the music you wanted him to play. I think he was, and the other thing I got to admire, hey, there's Sheila. Sheila, because it's cold here, man. It's cold inside this place, man. It's fucking cold. I remember Sheila from our chat last week when I said something about Sheila being married, or she was too married for this show, and she goes, oh, too married, huh? Bring it. Anyway, Bob Coburn, I admired more than anything for the fact that he survived as long as he did in the corporate, you know, in the corporate animal of ABC radio, no matter what the company, but it could be CBS, could be anybody, but there was Bob Coburn succeeding, keeping everybody happy, not pissing anybody off, you know, becoming a legacy disc jockey like Jim Ladd, who I got to know Jim really on on Marin, you know, because Jim Ladd and Fraser Smith had a couple of parts in that Marin episode I did, and Jim Ladd did something that I'll never forget. He said, goodbye, Phil. Goodbye, Frazier. Great working with you guys. Nice seeing you. It was after lunch, and he didn't have any more scenes. And he walked down this walkway, and I was watching him, and then I went back to what I was doing, and I turned, and he turned around, and he came back up the walkway just to say to me, by the way, Phil, you're a really good actor, man. That was really good work you did. Really good stuff. And then he turned around and, now, he didn't do that because he thought I was going to do him any favors. You know, he didn't do that for any reason other than the fact he's just a nice man. And Bob Coburn is the same kind of guy. Same kind of guy. So, and, you know, it was lung cancer, man. And I quit smoking, you know, as you guys well know, 7 years ago now. Good Lord, has it been seven? Yeah, 7 years. And I think I quit just in time. Sometimes I think maybe I didn't. Maybe it'll just, you know, rage up in me someday. Because, you know, that shit, man, you get lung cancer if you don't smoke. But the fact that he had it took him at 68, 69 years old is fucked up. And I'm so sorry, you know, just so sorry that happened, you know. I mean, we're all, man, look. My generation, we're all fucking getting old, man. I mean, we had our time, you know, and I'm not saying that our time is over, but what I'm saying is we have these special memories that are sort of shared by all of these people, and nobody else kind of understands them, and that's all right. You don't have to, and I think there's been too much baby boomer shit anyway, as much as I, you know, am one. But there were some really great times, and there were some really inventive days, and so guys like Bob Coburn, when they leave us, you know, it's like a, you know, another sort of something taken out of the picture, man. You know, like there's something gone. So anyway, all of that is just so floral and lovely, Santa. What are you doing, man? Are you cutting a fart, or what's he doing there? And don't forget, like Santa says, what's he saying here? What's Santa saying there, man? He's saying, yeah, this is the year you watch. They'll wish their mothers never met their fathers. That's not cool. This is me, by the way, with the makeup crew from Modern Family. These are all the makeup guys, makeup and hair people from Modern Family. This is me. Yeah, that's me in a scene from New Girl with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's Drunk History. You guys know that one. This is a panel I did in Aspen, Colorado many, many years ago with all of these people. Drew Carey. That's Gary Trudeau on my right. I don't know this chap. I don't know the guy. There's Mike Murphy. Greg Proops on the far right. Drew Carey, as you know. John Podesta and Stephen Colbert. An august group, to be sure. And let's see what else we have. And this is me and Nancy Daly, really funny actress from Playing House. I played the chief there. So, and here I am again in New Girl. Whatever, man. This is me and this is being New Girl again. All right, fuck it. Anyway, thank you. And I am bound and determined this year to make good on all of these marvelous promises that we make concerning HendryCon. And not only that, but just the accessibility, the availability, the communication between me and you guys here on our website and elsewhere. We are always looking to improve it. And there should be a lot more, not to get too weird, but should be a lot more personal contact between me and you, me and y'all this coming year. So, you know, I'm going to go and now I'm going to go drink, you know, with friends. And I don't care if you're with somebody, if you're not with somebody, you know, I hope you are everything you want to be. I hope you guys have the most successful of years. And it can be little things, it can be big things, but whatever it is that you really set your sights on, I hope you are successful. And I personally believe that things happen if we believe that they can happen. I mean, I'm a big believer in all that. I'm a big believer in all that kind of metaphysical shit, you know. But I am. So, having said all of that, thank you very much for making our show the real trip and a half that it is to do. I mean, it is a lot of fun. And you guys have done it. You have done it. I can't thank you enough. And I'm well aware of it every single day of how fortunate we are, you know. And let's make this bigger, badder, better. Let's not leave this world, man, before we make a huge fucking mark on it. Really something good, okay? All right, so that's enough of my bullshit for today's show. And I'm going to leave you with, I don't know what. I mean, should I leave you with a holiday song or something? I think so. Stick around. Talk to each other. You know, keep chatting it up with everybody. And, you know, bless your hearts, man. I don't know what the fuck to play here. Here, I know. You're all Andy Williams fans. I know that all of you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful. When friends come to call, it's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.